From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Friday, May 24th. Coming up, we'll learn why trees pose a threat to grasslands and ranchers. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. The Champaign County Board voted to censure County Auditor George Danos yesterday for unprofessional conduct and failure to do his job as a watchdog. Danos did not attend the meeting. Beforehand, he said he is concentrating on getting reelected in November.
In some ways, I feel like Harry Truman. You know, he had defections within his own Democratic Party. He had the segregationist right peeling off with Strom Thurmond and the go easy on the Soviet Union left with Henry Wallace, and they thought, oh, they got the New York governor, all those electoral votes, the guy's gonna, he's gonna lose. And of course, the next day, Harry Truman had a great time.
15 board members at the meeting voted for the censure, 2 voted against. Democratic lawmakers in Springfield are hoping to expand protections for patients seeking abortion services in Illinois. State Senator Selena Villanueva's measure would prohibit the state from helping other states prosecute people for receiving abortions. Republicans say this would shield people who harm minors. But Villanueva says,
this is another bill that lets everybody else know and combats the misinformation that in Illinois, we do care about children. We care about prosecuting rapists, but we also care about bodily autonomy.
The measure would also allow minors to get financial aid through the State Department of Public Health's Family Planning Program. It passed both chambers and now heads to the governor for his final approval. Public special education day schools in Illinois could soon see more funding opportunities. Day schools are separate facilities for kids who can't learn in a traditional school setting. Currently, school districts get tuition reimbursements from the state for placing kids in private day schools, but not public ones. State Representative Michelle Mussman says her bill is aimed at creating parity between public and private schools.
Whether they send them to a non-public setting or a public setting, meaning they can more authentically allow the needs of the student to direct which is the best fit placement. I think this is a reasonable compromise to rebalance funding for our highest cost special education students.
Mussman says there will be no additional cost to the state. The bill has passed both chambers and now heads to the governor for his signature. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker is not a fan of a symbolic referendum in Madison County that will ask voters if they should explore separating from the Chicago area. Will Bauer reports.
At an unrelated event in Pontoon Beach, Pritzker said he was disappointed with the county board's actions. Last month, the majority Republican board voted to place a non-binding question to voters. It's part of a broader secession movement in downstate Illinois. Pritzker says Illinois residents should be supporting each other.
The idea that some place in Illinois wants to kick out another place in Illinois should not be on the ballot. It shouldn't be something that's part of the lexicon and discussion of politicians. We're one state.
The secession advocates largely object to Illinois' progressive politics, driven by the vast population of Chicago and its suburbs. Neighboring Jersey County also passed its own non-binding referendum this month. I'm Will Bauer.
Still to come, we'll learn why trees pose a threat to grasslands and ranchers. That story is coming up next on 217 Today.
Next time on the 21st Show, our Friday news roundups. We'll talk about a pause in consolidation of postal services across the state and the Illinois legislature working to end its spring session, plus a summer music preview. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. Trees and shrubs are overtaking the remaining North American prairies. Even the continent's last bastion of tall grass, the Flint Hills of Kansas, is in trouble. From the podcast Up From Dust, Celia Yolpez Jepson reports for Harvest Public Media.
If you're a rancher in the Flint Hills, the way to help the environment is by killing trees. So the mushrush family has killed maybe 10,000 of them in 3 years.
Elms are trouble. Eastern red cedars are maybe the worst.
Daniel Mushrush ranches on 15,000 acres in Chase County. This land used to be tree-free, but woody plants are moving in alarmingly fast.
So I knew it was happening on my ranch more than what it was, say, 20 years ago.
Some scientists call it the Green Glacier, a blanket of woodland and shrubland unfurling across the center of the country, making the prairie vanish.
It is disappearing right in front of our eyes.
Jesse Nippert is a grassland ecologist at Kansas State University. About one third of North America used to be prairie. Most of that is now farms, but the Green Glacier is ravaging what's left.
These areas that have turned into juniper forests, we're probably not going to get them back. I think we protect what we can protect. We try and restore the areas that can be restored.
Junipers, called Eastern Red Cedars, are gobbling grassland in Kansas, Nebraska, South Dakota, Missouri. Wild plum, sumac, and dogwood thickets are too, and they're making Great Plains wildfires harder to control. Troy Mueller is a captain with the Hutchinson Fire Department.
These cedars are very volatile. When they catch fire, they look like a Roman candle going off, and they will throw hot embers out, and they'll catch in the wind, and they'll spread the fire a quarter mile.
Red cedars, wild plum, these plants have been around for ages. Why are they spreading so much now, to the point that scientists say the Great Plains grassland biome is collapsing? Carbon dioxide is a key reason. More of it in the atmosphere helps woody plants beat out grasses. The forced removal of Native Americans from most of the Great Plains also paved the path to this Green Glacier. They burned grasslands regularly, for example, to attract bison to the extra nutritious regrowth. The European Americans who took over mostly did not. Woody plants are now so dominant that even ranchers like Mushrush, who do burn their land regularly, struggle to keep them away. Drac Twidwell is a rangeland ecologist at the University of Nebraska-Lincoln, and he says the ranching industry is in trouble. He asks people to picture 1 billion pounds of grass rolled into those huge round hay bales.
You could line those up side by side from Kansas City, Missouri, and drive 9 hours seeing nothing but round bales all the way to Denver, Colorado.
That billion pounds you're picturing, it's how much more grass the region could grow each year if the Green Glacier hadn't eaten up so much prairie since the 1990s. Still, Twidwell says it's possible to save some of the prairie. The federal government has spent millions on tree removal over the years, but kind of triaging here and there.
We just have more and more and more sites to treat over time.
He advises the Natural Resources Conservation Service on its new, more systematic approach, the Great Plains Grassland Initiative. It's ramping up in Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and South Dakota to help ranchers secure bigger and bigger tree-free swaths of prairie. Ranchers like Daniel Mushrush in the Flint Hills. After 10,000 felled trees, he's nowhere near done. Sometimes it takes a whole afternoon to kill a dozen hard-to-reach trees.
It's a lot of old-fashioned chainsaw work, kind of walking rocky ridges and cutting down trees.
But he's seen more progress than ever, and it's a morale boost.
It's not easy work, but it's worthy work. At least we have a roadmap forward.
For Harvest Public Media, I'm Celia Yopis Jepson.
This story comes to Harvest Public Media from the Kansas News Service and the Up From Dust podcast. Harvest Public Media is a collaboration of public media newsrooms in the Midwest and Great Plains. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says today will be partly cloudy with a chance of thunderstorms and a high of 84 degrees. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by May Antar, Mawa Iqbal, Will Bauer, Kate Grumke, and Celia Yopes Jepson. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, stay safe, and we'll talk to you again on Tuesday. Have a great weekend.